Professor. Professor.
I'm a student.
Professor.
And I'm also a teacher.
Professor.
Now you've become an alicorn. I didn't even know that was possible.
And now for something completely different.
As professor with a master's in neurology, I have a minor in unicorn biology, and I don't need to be an expert in psychology to know I need to comment on terminology. Has come to my attention a young Twilight Sparkle became a princess, which is matriarchal, but more important was one of these things. This particular unicorn grew a pair of wings. Now this unicorn was known around the nation. I met her once, she saw my math equation. She revealed chrysalis once, beat Trixie twice, became an alicorn through a plot device.
She is correct!
Truth be told, it's come so far out of left field for me, I don't actually have any feelings about it. No one's gonna understand, but here we are. So, what now, Alicorn Princess?
A princess? I've never seen anything like it.
Huh? Pony races. If you compare, alicorns are seen as very rare. And while still small, yes, she may grow to the same size of a princess you know. Now, Luna and Celestia were known as the first. We assume royal alicorns, probably since birth. They're mortal tall and control the skies. We're assuming that they're not telling.
Precious lies.
Appears to be born both with her wings and with a horn, sometimes showing that they aren't made but sworn onto the great crystal empire's throne.
Twilight? Is that you?
I'd like to just continue to be able to express myself as best as I can in this room. I'm a student, and I'm also a teacher. And I would like to be able to continue to let what is inside of me, which comes from all the music that I hear, you know, I'd like for that to come out. And it's like, it's not really me that's coming, the music's coming through me.
Twilight is different, she became one through magic, and some feel this change is awfully tragic, although well deserved for saving the day. The main fiber word she can't
come out to play.
I hope you don't mind this little lecture. I know its summary is of much conjecture. I know the freeway doesn't have a license on which to drop so much science.
Every time a bell rings, an alicorn gives wings.
That's right.
That's how you respond to this situation.
Twilight, go away!